I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to help you move on into the weekend. Okay? I'm coming to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. Big shout outs to producer Chris. A big shout outs to producer Stu Kovacs. A big shout outs to you for listening, because without you, there is no damn show. I appreciate all of you. It doesn't matter how you're listening, where you're listening from, or what you're doing while you are listening. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Hope you're making some money. I hope you're relaxing. I hope I can help you get through the next hour. I've been rocking with you for 3 hours. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. That's what you call a weeknight, folks, okay? You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, also on the free radio.com app, SiriusXM channel 206, and also Apple Music. Go ahead and type in CBS Sports Radio, but the radio.com app is free. Okay, we've had a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss over the past 3 hours. Started off the show talking about the offensive firepower of the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Irvin had me in stitches so much that for the third time in the show, I want you to hear what Michael Irvin had to say about the Dallas Cowboys adding CeeDee Lamb to the offense. Listen.
Adding him is like Kevin Durant being added to that Warriors team, especially offensively. They were already great offensively, and they got one of the best players and one of the best young talents at wide receiver in the National Football League. It is crazy what the Dallas Cowboys have an opportunity to do.
Somebody check Michael Irvin's blood pressure. I'm pretty sure he was sweating bullets while he said it, too. I'm pretty sure of that. We've had a lot of crazy things go on. People said some wild things. People have done some crazy things. I just feel this week. We know college football has dominated the landscape. They've dominated the news as the Big Ten and the Pac-12 decided to call their seasons a wrap. Everybody else is trying to play in the fall or maybe try to move towards the spring. We've had some interesting comments. We've had some interesting news. We just finished talking about Travis Kelce and George Kittle, but now I want to bring your attention to some of the more interesting stories in sports over the past 24 hours. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. You know, last night we spent a few minutes talking about it as we discussed players that have a lot to prove in 2020. Aaron Rodgers was someone on my list. He has a whole lot to prove, especially with the help or lack of help that the Green Bay Packers have put in front of him. You know, Brett Favre has actually been advocating that Aaron Rodgers move on to the Bears. I had to kind of scratch my head on that. Listen.
Where do you think he could go that would inflict the most punishment on the Packers? Like, say he wanted to go your route. You want to show him that you still got it. I was thinking the Bears, because the Bears got a pretty uneasy quarterback situation.
I would love to see that. I mean, that would.
You'd love to see Aaron Rodgers on the Bears?
Well, I mean, just from the standpoint of we have killed the Bears collectively.
Yes.
And, I mean, Bear fans would probably be like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am so glad Aaron Rodgers is on our team.
Oh, they would embrace him in a hot second.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't? I mean, who wouldn't? Yeah. He instantly makes you a contender.
Yeah, and that team, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, you know? Like, that team is right there everywhere else, you know?
The question is with the Packers, well, you know, if his contract runs out or he chooses not to re-up.
Yeah, yeah.
And easily, he's a young 35, 36. You know, he's been banged around a little bit, but he does a great job of avoiding hits. So at 40, if it happened at 40, he's still – his arm strength and mobility still will be as good as any in the league.
Yeah, more of the Twilight Zone. That was Brett Favre on the Load Management Podcast. And that doesn't even top some of the wildest things that I've heard over the past 24 hours. Brett Favre, you know, basically saying, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers would be pretty damn cool on the Bears. Didn't think I'd ever hear that. I don't know if Brett Favre is endearing himself to all of his former fans in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But, hell, I guess they saw him play for the Vikings. So what else is new? That's not even the wildest thing. At the same time, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's been banned or what's a fancy word? Chris, can you actually call it banned or what do you say? Is suspended a game? What's the fancy word for it?
I think technically he was suspended for one game, even though it was a meaningless game that, you know, meant absolutely nothing in terms of seeding. So it was kind of a cop-out by the league, but I think officially he was suspended for a game.
Yeah, bottom line is they made Giannis Antetokounmpo sit his ass down because he decided to headbutt Mo Wagner. And shout-outs to everybody up in Michigan.
Former Nick Great.
Oh, man, here you go. Yeah, Mo Wagner. I mean, yeah, well, he got a brother that's balling too. But anyway, he caught a headbutt to the head from the Greek Freak. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had his own apology here. And listen to what Giannis Antetokounmpo had to say.
Terrible action. You know, if I could go back, turn back the time and go back to that play, you know, I wouldn't do it. But then at the end of the day, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes.
We're all human. We all make mistakes. So Giannis Antetokounmpo was out here headbutting. I don't want to call Mo Wagner a nobody in the NBA. Solid at Michigan. But he ain't no Giannis Antetokounmpo. We got Giannis Antetokounmpo handing out headbutts. I don't know if I want a headbutt from a 6'11" giant, but that's certainly what happened. We got Brett Favre out here talking about Aaron Rodgers to the Chicago Bears. Michael Irvin, for whatever reason, is comparing C.D. Lamb to like Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors. And that's not even the wildest thing that happened. Joe Kelly, if you recall, he just had his suspension. He had the amount of games lowered. If you recall, and by the way, Joe Kelly, the poor guy, is on the injured list right now. It just sucks. All the pitchers are just going down. I love what he did a few weeks ago, and he decided to kind of let the Houston Astros know that, hey, I don't appreciate y'all cheating. And he elaborated on that. He was on the Big Swing podcast. This was before the suspension, and he basically explained his disdain for the Astros and the fact that the players didn't get punished, but the management did. Listen to what Joe Kelly had to say. This is pretty wild.
The people that took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everyone's involved, but the way that thing was ran over there was not from coaching staff. They're not the head boss in charge of that thing. It's the players. So now the players get the immunity, and all they do is go snitch like a little bitch, and they don't have to get fined. They don't have to lose games. They take the livelihood from people who worked hard to become a manager and axed. They take the livelihood from people who work hard to become a GM, axed. So what happened is you get people to snitch and become a rat, and the people who could afford to lose money get immunity. The people who afford could get their names tainted get immunity.
Well, damn. Joe Kelly is just brutal. You would think this was gang warfare the way he described the Houston Astros. And that's not even the craziest thing. I mean, last night I saw Pac-Man Jones burning jerseys of Joe Hayden. Somebody delivered Joe Hayden jerseys to his crib, and he decided to go out into his driveway and just burn them. And Joe Hayden had to put out another video and explain himself, I didn't send these to your house. And I don't know, Pac-Man Jones, no surprise that he wanted to go out there and light things on fire. But I will tell you this. That still is not the craziest story that I have heard over the past 24 to 48 hours. The craziest story that I've heard over the past 2 days has been about a player that no one has ever heard of. He's a cornerback out of Oklahoma State. He was undrafted. There was a good chance that he wouldn't even stick with the team that decided to give him an opportunity. And his name is Kima Siverant. Who is that? Yeah, I don't know. I guess you'd have to be a family member to know who he is. Maybe someone out there. I'm pretty sure somebody out there knows who he is. I sure as hell didn't until today. And this is not the reason that you want to be known. This man's story has moved beyond sports. If you Google Kima Siverant, you will see him picked up in the regular media, the regular news. This is a young man, undrafted in the NFL. The Seahawks give him an opportunity. Kima Siverant, I don't believe, had more than 20 tackles total. I don't think he played more than 2 games last season for Oklahoma State. But Kima Siverant is a member of the Seahawks. He was released on Tuesday. Why? We found out today he tried to sneak a woman into the team hotel. And he didn't just try to sneak her in. He tried to disguise her as a player by putting her in a Seattle Seahawks hoodie. They caught him on camera. They released him. And that's the end of him. And I would venture to say that might be the end of his career. I'm still trying to just put my finger on this. I certainly hope that whatever happened in Kima Siverant's hotel room was worth it. Because he's probably going to have to find a job that isn't playing in the NFL. Maybe he can go to the XFL. I don't know. Maybe he could put a fancy name on the back of his jersey. His new nickname should just be Worth It. Was it worth it? And I don't know. Maybe he went into the bubble and had the most mind-blowing time that you could ever think of in life. That is wild. Chris, let me ask you. I mean, could it have been worth it?
Listen, I think the golden rule for athletes, and this is what he should have known, and he should have known better, frankly. Talent equals forgiveness. If Joe Burrow did this, he would still, week 1, be suiting up behind center for the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy was a nobody 7th-round pick. These guys have to not only be perfect off the field in order to make the team, they have to be perfect on the field as well. So this guy messed up his probably one and only opportunity, like you said, for something that, listen, as good as those things can be that we're particularly discussing in this moment, I don't think an entire career in the NFL is worth it, especially if it was just for one night. So JR, this guy, I'm at a loss for words too, man. That's a tough look.
I hope he's gonna marry the young lady. I don't know. I mean,
7th-round pick. What are you doing? You have to bust your ass from the minute you get on the field and be an angel off the field just to make the team. Come on.
I believe he was undrafted, and I believe his signing bonus, and not that this is a small amount of money, but by NFL standards it is. I don't believe his signing bonus was more than $2,000. So he had the opportunity of a lifetime, and he blew it.
He could barely pay for the hotel he was staying in with that signing bonus.
And touche. I mean, I guess he thought maybe he was going to impress whatever woman he brought upstairs. Maybe she knows. I'm pretty sure she knows he's a fringe player. He's playing on the Seahawks. I guess that has to carry some type of cachet. He's staying at the team hotel. I'm pretty sure he ain't staying at a Roach motel. And he tried to take full advantage. But he looks like he's ruined his career in the process. And we've had plenty of players throughout the years make wild decisions. We've had plenty of people say some wild things. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo goes out here and gives Mo Wagner a headbutt. Okay, big deal. In the grand scheme of Giannis's career, people won't remember him will remember that. They'll remember his probably two MVPs and maybe a championship here or there. There's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, people might remember Joe Kelly because this guy tried to send a message to the Astros. We've had plenty of players come down the line who have just been questionable with their judgment. You know, I love the guy. He's a hilarious guy. I actually joked with him on a red carpet one time about being a thief, stealing my microphone. His name is Ron Artest. Ron Artest, Metta World Peace. He's a cool guy, one of the nicest guys you can ever meet. But if you would watch Ron Artest at the Malice at the Palace, I mean, he was going out there throwing the haymakers.
But he could also lead the league in blocks and rebounds. That's the thing. That's why he could get away with it.
Yeah, defensive player of the year. Ron Artest, amazing. But he was a little, he had his issues. We know that. He admitted having his issues. Rashid Wallace. One of the best power forwards that I can remember in recent memory, early player, could defend you on the block a shot, also knock down a three or abuse you in a post. Shout outs to my main man, Rashid Wallace out of Philadelphia. But Rashid Wallace, even North Carolina, Rashid Wallace had a short fuse and a short temper. We've seen Myles Garrett. People say he's a gentleman, a gentle giant, very intelligent, very nice. This guy was swinging a helmet like it was an axe last year. So we've had plenty of players who have had some interesting judgment calls, whether it be on the field of play, whether it's been off. But Kima Sivirin is a guy that he's a name that we probably will never utter again unless it's about the mistake that he made to his career. And I certainly hope the mistake was worth it. You know, whatever he did with the young lady in a hotel room, I guess they didn't just go to sleep and, you know, do Bible study. I have no idea. But listen, the phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we think about odd and wild decisions by professional athletes, which one takes the cake? What stands out to you? I mean, we've had athletes who, you know, we got guys who will gamble before the games. Ron Artest, Metta World Peace, said, you know, he would drink at halftime. Who is the wildest athlete that you can think of? What is the wildest story you remember from a professional athlete? We got Dennis Rodman, who goes to Las Vegas on an off day, who misses time because he just needs to blow off some steam. We got a lot of wild athletes who have come through sports. Which athlete has just done the wildest thing away from the field of play? The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What athlete is really out there? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, it's been a wild 2 days in sports. We've had some interesting stories come down the pipeline. Brett Favre is talking about Aaron Rodgers potentially, probably, maybe playing for the Bears down the line. Giannis Antetokounmpo is handing out headbutts. Adam Pac-Man Jones is burning jerseys of Joe Hayden. Michael Irvin, he's talking about CeeDee Lamb joining the Dallas Cowboys or being drafted this year. Kind of like Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors. This is a wild situation. It's been a crazy 24 hours. And now we have a guy that no one has ever heard of in Kima Sivirin, a Seattle Seahawk, a cornerback from Oklahoma State, who in his entire career never had more than 20 tackles. He gets an opportunity at the NFL and he tries to sneak a woman up into his room disguised in a Seahawks hoodie. I'd venture to say that career is probably over. Now, we've had some athletes make some wild decisions, career-altering decisions off the court, off the field. I mean, Plaxico Burress. I mean, this guy shot himself in a club. I mean, damn. How much worse can it be? We had a Metta World Peace, Ron Artest. His career was altered. He had a redemption story, but he went away swinging away at some fans. The phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. who is like one of the wildest athletes? I mean, not everybody is at Dennis Rodman level of crazy, but we've had some athletes who've made some questionable decisions, excuse me, away from the floor, away from the court. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I'll be sure to read some of your tweets as well. Phone lines, I said, are open, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase. He's calling up from Georgia. Chase, go on ahead.
Hey, JR, I appreciate taking the call tonight, man. I got one for you that I'm a big Georgia fan, and this guy was drafted in the first round. DeAndre Baker, man. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen to you, but just want to get your thoughts on what you think about his decision he made and the consequences he's facing.
Oh, thank you, Chase, for calling up from Georgia. He might be the next guy on out the NFL. Armed robbery? And if correct me if I'm wrong, this took place like, 2 months ago? I remember talking about this during the pandemic. And it's like he had an issue with somebody. It's nuts. You're an NFL player. Why are you beefing? I mean, it's not a couple of years ago, but I don't want to say it's a similar situation to O.J. Simpson, who decided to go ahead and steal some of his own memorabilia back. We still have to let the system play out when it comes down to DeAndre Baker, but certainly it sounds like a ridiculous situation to even have yourself in, to be charged with armed robbery. What a way to throw away your career that you basically just started. DeAndre Baker is going from a bulldog to a giant, and next he might just be out of the league. He might be behind bars. Terrible situation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What athlete has made some questionable decisions? What athlete has been a little too wild? Let's go to Massachusetts. Let's talk to James. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's going on, man? Yeah, no, I'm just talking about some Ricky Williams, dude. I mean, it's called betting on talent, but at the same time, to step away from the game just to, I mean, I know what he was trying to do, but, like, he didn't like the weed policy, and he just tried to smoke some weed.
Yeah, well, I mean, James, is that a crazy decision?
I mean, no. I mean, I'm all for it and everything.
I did not ask you. Whoa, James.
Well, no. But at the same time, it is a crazy decision to bet on talent. I mean, he didn't like the situation that he was in, but he knew he was Ricky Williams, and he can just latch onto another team when he came back.
Hey, James. Listen, James. Ricky Williams made an executive decision. At the same time, this was a man who was wearing it wasn't a wedding dress. Was it a wedding dress?
No, it's not Rodman, man.
No, but, James, no. Ricky Williams wore a dress as well. If you're interested in it, I'll tell you to go Google it, okay?
All right, give me.
All right, well, thank you, James. Appreciate you for calling up from Massachusetts. Yeah, if you want to see Ricky Williams in a dress, by all means, go ahead and Google it. I know Dennis Rodman might be the most famous athlete in a wedding dress, but Ricky Williams was certainly marching to the beat of his own drum. And, yeah, he didn't want to play in the NFL because he didn't want to deal with the marijuana policy. I want to say wilder things have happened. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What athlete do you think at certain point in time, at some point of his career, made a wild decision? Dennis Rodman wore a dress. Kima Sivirin is trying to sneak a woman up into his room. He's not the first guy. But during a pandemic? Ugh, what a decision that is. We got Aaron from Tennessee. Aaron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, John?
Shoot, Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, let me tell you what. Conor McGregor. This man is out here throwing punches at old people because they won't drink. This man is absolutely out of his mind. And let me tell you what, I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers on the Bears, I'm a Bears fan. Aaron Rodgers on the Bears, that'd be some crazy stuff to watch right there. And I'll say this. Hey, that's Super Bowl contender right there. Aaron Rodgers on the Bears right now, but that's never going to happen.
Never say never, Aaron. Let's see.
That's a good point. But like, I think we're too old right now. The longer we wait, the worse chance we're going to have.
Well, true. But I'll tell you this. If we wait a few more years, Brett Favre said it. I happen to agree with him. Aaron Rodgers in a few years will probably be better than a lot of the quarterbacks that are still out here playing. I'll go ahead and take Mr. Future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. There's no doubt there. And yes, Conor McGregor did have his own legal issue. Conor McGregor hit an old man at a bar overseas because the old man didn't want to try or didn't want to have a drink of Conor McGregor's whiskey. Yes, that is true. Conor McGregor hit an old man. If there's one thing that you shouldn't do, by I'm pretty sure you know by now, leave women and children, old people and animals, leave them alone. You know, I'm not going to say I had an encounter with Conor McGregor, but a few years ago when he was on his tour with Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, he made some comments about black women that I didn't particularly care for, and I asked him, I said, what the hell is going on with you? And then he had to come, he stood in front of me and he said, oh, JR, they're just jokes. They're just jokes. You know, I love black women. I love my black fans. And, you know, Conor McGregor is a wild dude. He's an interesting fellow. And, you know, let's see if he can get back in the octagon and make some money. I think that's all he's interested in, making money, fighting people in his whiskey. But I think Conor McGregor needs to leave the old people alone. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll continue to take more of your phone calls. I'm also going to read some of your tweets when we come back at JR Sport Brief. And I want to let you know, we got a complainer in the house. The Cleveland Indians have a whiner in the house. He broke the rules, and now he wants to complain about it. Wah, wah, wah. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to tell you who it is. Right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to get to it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've had some wild news come in throughout the day. Besides Kittle getting his contract, besides the Blazers making their way into that play-in game against the Memphis Grizzlies, besides Mookie Betts still continuing to go off, the wildest news I'd say of the day came from a player that most of us have never heard of. Kima Sivirin was a cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks, was cut on Tuesday. We found out today it's because he snuck a woman up into the team hotel and he tried to disguise her as a player by dressing her or having her wear a hoodie. This is someone who went undrafted. Only for NFL standards, only had a signing bonus of $2,000 coming out of Oklahoma State. Probably wasn't going to make the team, but probably blew his major opportunity at being an NFL player because he wanted a little bit of action. Well, now he can have all the action he wants because he's no longer a part of the team. And we've had some questionable decisions over the years from many an athlete. Plaxico Burress shooting himself. We had a caller who just reminded me that Conor McGregor did decide to hit an old man because he didn't want to try his whiskey at a bar. We've had some guys come through the pipeline, okay? Someone tweeted me. I'll tell you who tweeted me right now. Shaka Smith and Coach Gary, they tweeted me at JR Sport Brief. They both said Gilbert Arenas. Can never forget about Gilbert Arenas. I mean, his just bringing guns into the locker room. He's a wild dude. And a big shout outs to Greg G, who hit me up on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. Greg G cannot call in because he is working in the hospital. Well, listen, there ain't no technical difficulties stopping me on my own damn show. Welcome to 2020. I'm still going to take your calls because in about 10 minutes, they're going to tell me it's time for me to leave. And Amy Lawrence is going to come. So my apologies to everybody for what just happened. A little technical difficulties here. I guess they don't want me to tell the truth about what the hell is going on with the crazy athletes. I'm going to go back. We got Mikey in D.C., Allen in Toronto, JT in Baltimore. And I don't know if he got a chance to hear the shout-out. A big shout-out to Greg G in Seattle. We're talking about crazy athletes. Don't lose your job by trying to sneak somebody into a hotel room. Let's go to Mikey in D.C. Mikey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Mikey, did you try to make me disconnect?
No, it wasn't me, JR, but thanks for having me.
Okay, Mikey, go ahead. Give me a crazy athlete. Who's bad off the field?
You were talking about George Kittle tonight and just his contract, so it made me think of tight ends. And Aaron Hernandez, man, that's one that, as a Patriots fan, him and Gronk are supposed to do a lot of good things.
Yeah, supposed to, except for Aaron Rodgers decided to lead a double life as a killer. I mean, that's something that you never expect, but it's just the world we live in. I don't know how else to explain that, Mikey.
Yeah, you know, a lot of documentaries came out, or a documentary came out, and, you know, CTE, who knows, man? That's just one that I think he had a lot of issues before that, but that's a big one that never really panned out, you know?
He did. I just hope the best for his family who is still here. Mikey, I appreciate you for calling up from D.C.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Let's go up to Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What athlete has had an interesting career off or away from his sport?
I got two of them, JR. Chad Curtis, I don't know if he's been released or not, but he was serving or is serving a 15-year sentence for rape and sexual misconduct in Michigan. Okay. And, And another one is Mike Tyson. From 92 to 95, he was in prison for a rape conviction against Desiree Washington. And in 98 to 99, another one-year sentence for road rage. And if you recall, in 2002, when he fought Lennox Lewis, there was a diagonal human conga line in the ring before the fight started, because this man was an absolute train wreck. He didn't know what he was going to do. And, you know, when the referee was talking final instructions, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, Alan, I do want to tell you at the same time, there was a point in time when Mike Tyson wanted to eat people's children.
Lennox Lewis, I know.
There you go. All right. And, well, go ahead, Alan. Go finish.
Yeah, and then also in 99 when he fought, he had another fighter that the fight was over, and then he just continued to rumble. He just continued to punch and punch and punch, you know.
Alan, let's be happy right now that Mike Tyson is in a better space. He's in a better place, and let's hope he doesn't do any of that to my friend Roy Jones Jr. Okay, Alan?
Yeah, he's straightened up and flied right anyway. I'll give him that much credit, so.
Well, let's keep him on that path. Thank you, Alan, for calling up from Toronto. Let's go to JT. JT is calling up from Baltimore. JT, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR, how we doing?
I'm doing great, JT. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, if I give you my answer, could I indulge you on the tight end real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, first, it's Conor McGregor. Okay? But you said Kelsey or...
Why? No, no, no. Give me... Whoa. Why Conor McGregor? Well, is it the same reason of hitting an old man?
Punching an old man. You shouldn't put your hands... You really shouldn't put your hands to a woman, but an old man is a step under a woman, you know?
An old man is a step... where do we get this logic? How about you don't put your hands on anybody?
Well, of course not. You don't put your hands on anybody, but especially not an old man.
Well, especially
not a woman.
Just let's leave it to women and elderly and children.
Elderly people, yeah.
Yeah, women, elderly, children, animals, and just everybody.
You're right, JR.
What you got to say about the tight ends, JT?
Okay. Travis Kelce or Kittle. Kittle, okay, but I got to be a homer for a minute.
Okay.
He was 150 yards away from 1,000, 10 touchdowns, a Pro Bowl. His work ethic is just like his quarterback and his receiver that he was at college with, like his right tackle. And this year, if it's a full season, he'll break that 1,000 and get more than 10 touchdowns. And I'll take my Mark Andrews even over Kittle. I know I'm being a homer, but Mark is just getting better.
We're talking about a guy on the team that they primarily run. He might be getting better, but he's not in the class of.
I do agree with you, JR. But Lamar's safety valve in the passing game is Mark Andrews.
Yeah,
and,
we can't.
And I know. Yeah. I know. Marquise is now got 20 pounds more muscle, and the screw's out of his foot, so he's going to be better. But still, I mean, I hearken back to the game against the L.A. Chargers when Mark said sit down, and he went 56 yards for a touchdown. It was the regular season game. And I think he is a lot like Kittle and the old Gronk in that respect. I think he'll break 1,000 yards.
He's due. I mean, especially the way the NFL is going. And if, you know, Mr. Lamar throws more passes than he did last year.
And I think he will. I really do. Also, his work ethic, all the top guys, they've all worked out together. You saw the video of
JT.
And
yes.
Marquise and his cousin.
Yes, JT. JT, you got to do me a favor. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You got to put away the Baltimore Raven pom-poms, all right? Save them for another day and come back.
Okay.
Call me back when we talk about the Ravens. Appreciate you, JT.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. JT is just ready to go for them Ravens. He's just ready to go. Chris, I think I heard more about the Ravens in 1 minute than I've heard all year.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty ironic because the guy that I was going to say is also a Raven, and that would be one Mr. Ray Lewis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, Ray Lewis. Yeah, it's never good when you have to face a murder charge.
Some extracurricular activities, to say the least. And I find him so fascinating because not only is he such a good speaker and such a good personality in the media, he's also a motivational speaker. He's also very deeply into his faith. He speaks at churches and things of that nature. So to have that juxtaposition, I just find so fascinating.
Yeah, I've met Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is a real nice guy. Yeah, I can only judge him by I try to judge people by my interactions with him or with them. And my interaction with Ray Lewis was cool, real kind, nice guy. But yeah, people. Well, bottom line is Ray Lewis wasn't locked up. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. But Ray Lewis is in a long line of professional athletes or human beings. And this is the part that I always get to. We talk about whether or not these folks are just here for our entertainment. We got a lot of professional athletes who come up in privileged situations, at least when it comes to having the spotlight or being told that they're good or they're better or they're this or they're that. And then they don't necessarily become well-adjusted adults. And a lot of the problems that you might have when you're a child, they get just blown up when you're an adult.
Even the other way too, JR. How about a guy like Johnny Manziel who came from money and still managed to throw it all away?
It's true. And a lot of that, well, you talk about privileged. You can have money. You can have the attention. Sometimes the spotlight of fame can just blow up right in your face. And we've seen that more often than not. I didn't get a chance to tell you about Mr. Zach Plesac of the Cleveland Indians. We know they basically sent him back in a car because he wanted to go out on Saturday night. And now he's complaining about the media. I can't wait to talk to you all tomorrow about that. It's such a crybaby. Like you make the action, but then you can't accept all of the attention that comes along with it. He feels the media is painting him as a bad guy, a bad person. Well, get over yourself. Well, next time, do your damn job. And shout-outs to Kima Severin. I hope all of the extracurricular activities he had in his hotel room were worth it. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online while I'm gone. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Big shout-outs to producer Stu, producer Chris. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. I'll be back tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.